philosophies that you will encounter. Most of all, get inspired. If they can do this, you can too. In the 21st century, anyone can become a millionaire. All it takes is some hard work and the right roadmap. Now it's time to move forward and start learning from these millionaire roadmaps. Chapter 2. Interview number 1. Making money with toilets and beer. Tell us a little bit about your early life. I was born in 1960 in the Bay Area, where I lived ever since. My father was a plumber, and I decided to follow him into the trade. I've always been good with my hands, not afraid of a little dirt. It's not glamorous work, but I enjoy the freedom of being my own boss. Did you go to college? I did not. I went straight into plumbing after high school. Do you focus on residential or commercial plumbing? I only do residential plumbing. I'm a one-man shop. No employees, no business location. Besides my plumbing tools, all I need is a cell phone, an old van, and a good Yelp listing. I don't even really need Yelp, since most of my business is word of mouth at this point. Being a plumber is a great business because you don't need a lot of assets or business loans to start your business. Some of my readers might be surprised to learn that you are a millionaire. There are lots of people with MBAs and law degrees that are not millionaires. Like I said, there's nothing glamorous about what I do. You don't need a 120 IQ to install a toilet or unplug a sink. The good news is that robots haven't put me out of a job yet. When someone calls me on a Sunday night with a flooded toilet, I'm as important to them as a trusted attorney or tax advisors. What do you charge? $150 an hour plus materials. I could probably charge more since folks are usually desperate when they call me, but that's about the going rate. How many hours do you work per week? I work about 30 hours per week on average, not counting time spent in traffic. So, that's about $18,000 a month before taxes. Yes. That's incredible. You're basically making the same amount of money as a Google engineer. Yes, but without the stock options, of course. Your readers need to realize that the Bay Area is a very expensive place to live these days. The median price of a home in my area is over $1.5 million, and that's for a pretty crappy house. I'm lucky to have bought my house in the 1980s before tech took off. So I imagine that your house has helped make you a millionaire. Yes, I have more than $1 million in equity in my home, but that's only a part of the story. Really? I've been a beer drinker all my life. It's my only vice, though I wish I exercised more. Ironically, it's my beer habit that's made me more money than anything else. I've been drinking Sam Adams beer for as long as I can remember. It's still my favorite beer. Well, in 1995, I began to see announcements on Sam Adams six-packs that the company was going to sell shares to the public. There was a toll-free number you could call to get 33 shares of stock at $15 each. So, I immediately called the number and purchased my $495 worth of stock. A few months later, when the official IPO happened, those shares that I had bought at 15 were trading in the high 20s. The stock got as high as 33 before crashing all the way down to 650 by the late 1990s. The internet boom was in full swing, and nobody wanted shares of old economy companies like brewers. I had a different opinion. I knew that the Boston Beer Company, ticker SAM, made the best microbrew beer in the world. I drank a few bottles of Sam Adams every night, so I was constantly reminded of this. And so I decided to start adding to my position in Sam by using all of my available cash to buy more shares. I used all of the available profits from my plumbing business, after paying our household expenses, to buy more shares of Sam. On the 15th of every month since 1998, I've been buying shares of Sam. Those same shares that I paid between $6.50 and $10 for in 1998 are now worth over $300 per share. I'm a multimillionaire today because of Sam. Have you ever sold any of your shares? I sold some to pay for my children's college education, but I still own most of my shares. Literally millions of dollars worth. My wife keeps telling me that I should sell the whole thing and put the cash into a safe CD. I might do that one of these days, but at this point, I'm emotionally attached to them. I love the beer, and I love the company that makes it.